I'm going to tell you a story. Some people might not want to hear it. Some people will wonder what its meaning is. And some people will want to say that it happened in a different way. But this is what I know of it, for this is what I lived. This is what I felt. This is what I heard.
We can't stay out here much longer. The animals are restless.
How much further, Samson?
Another 4 miles.
It's a waste of time. Why can't we just kill him here and end it?
We won't kill him. I've killed for my country, but never my own people, no matter how much bad luck they bring.
I'm sure your mother would be very proud of you, Sam, but you're wasting time. You want us to expend our energy carrying him all the way out here and then go down into that damn dark place?
A place where no one else goes, Robert. Do you understand? He will die alone while no one will go looking for him.
He's nearly dead as is.
Robert, he's stirring. Hand me the rag.
Damn it.
Where? Peter? Robert? Sam?
It's all right, Matthew. It's all right. Just settle down.
Don't smother him. Gag him.
The captain is going to notice if we're gone too long.
We won't be gone long. He'll understand why when we return.
Matthew, please, don't struggle. It's all right.
We're here, gentlemen.
It's about time. Peter, help me carry him.
What is a monster? People will always ask what a monster does. How does it behave? What does it look like? I can only answer to two of those things.
It's no good, Matthew. You're tied down to the stretcher, and the ropes are too tight to escape. Just calm down. We don't want to hurt you anymore.
Stop getting his hopes up. The sooner we're rid of him, the sooner we'll never have to see him again. Leave him to the spirits that took away his eyes.
That's enough from you.
Shadow! Shadow, come back!
Hey, don't leave me carrying the blind man alone.
Shadow!
He knows the way back to the village, Peter. It just means we'll have to get back on foot.
Wonderful. Thank you, Samson, for making this so much harder than it needed to be.
Let's get underground. We've wasted enough time arguing.
Come on, Peter, take the back of the stretcher.
All right.
The sound of their footsteps give me some sense of the surroundings. The mouth of the cave is vast, like a great temple from ancient times. I can perhaps imagine some pillars standing at the far end, a few drips of water coming from the ceiling. The dew is building up, so the dawn must be drawing nearer, but I won't even get to feel it. The sounds of animals are there at first, faint and distant, then gone entirely. So it shall remain for hour after hour after hour.
Samson, how far do you expect we have to go?
Far enough that he won't be able to follow a path back outside.
And I suppose you'll know exactly where that is.
Robert, I've had enough of your talk.
But I'm not done talking. Suppose we go so far down we can't remember how to get out. Who the hell's gonna know where to look for us?
Shh! Keep your voice down.
Why? Who's listening? Oh, a servant of God who's afraid of his own shadow? Unnerved by old wives' tales, waiting for the things in the dark to attack?
Ah!
You all right, Peter?
I think so. My right hand. The bandages went loose.
Let me look. Damn, he's bleeding, Samson. We're not going to make it much further without some rest.
All right. A few hours here. I'll make a fire.
Is Matthew all right?
Never mind that. Let's bandage that up properly.
We'll travel down this tunnel behind me a few miles, then make our way back as quick as we can. I'll mark the walls with this charcoal for us to see where we came from.
Were you planning that the whole time, or are you just making this up?
I don't care if you're skeptical of my methods, Robert. Some of your urges need to be held back.
Don't make this about me, old man. You may have a righteous heart, but no sense of strategy.
Neither do you. I'd rather be remembered as a soldier and a God-fearing man than a murderer. How's your hand, Peter?
Oh, better, I suppose. The bleeding stopped. The burn still stings.
It's going to, for a long time. I think your mind is wandering.
Just... how many are there?
Not you too, cousin.
You haven't heard all the stories, have you?
A few... but I can't know all of them after only being in the village for 3 months.
Nor should you. They're fairy tales, meant to keep the children away from this place.
Fairy tales can have truths in them, Robert. Though it is fair to say we can't know for sure if anything lives here anymore. As I understand it, the last time we knew that a monster lived here was nearly 300 years ago. We don't know how many there were. We don't know how long they lived. What have you heard about what they looked like?
No one seemed to give me a clear answer. Some say they were tall, some say they were dwarves. Some even said they had wings.
Superfluous things. All that really mattered was two things. They were very hard to kill, and they were more than ready to kill you. When they were close, they made sure you knew. You could hear them when they were ready for the attack. The constant crashing of earth and stone, the ground shaking beneath your feet. That ancient, violent war cry, calling out for blood.
God!
It's all right. It's all right. It's just bats.
Even God's lowest creatures seem to be insisting you stop with these ghost stories, Samson.
Call them what you like, Robert. But if nothing else, at least they'll keep anyone from following in our tracks. No one would go looking for the lost in a place they don't understand.
A place they don't understand, huh?
What is it now?
Well, look at them up there. They certainly understand this place. Maybe the blind can lead the blind.
He's growing restless again. Peter, quiet him down. Then come back and get some sleep.
Hush, Matthew. I brought water. Just a bit before you sleep. There. No drink. Go on.
Peter!
That's all I can spare.
Why go through the effort? I could have left on my own.
What would have stopped you from crawling back, blind man?
Robert! We won't be going much farther, Matthew. We will stop. Trust me. Now sleep.
Peter!
How are you holding up, Robert?
As well as I can with a back like mine.
I can help. My hand feels better now.
No, that hand needs rest. Your mother won't let me hear the end of it if I exhaust you.
Has the blind man moved at all?
He's still breathing, but he's gone completely still.
Keep your eyes on him. We don't need any more struggle right now. Whoa!
Samson!
Damn!
Can't keep your eyes ahead of you, old man? How far down is that cliff?
It's a long way down, anyway.
My thanks, Peter.
Well, genius, where do you suppose we should go from here?
It must be 30 or 35 feet down.
No, 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 we're not. We've surely gone far enough. Just leave him here to fall off the cliff face himself.
We leave him down there and travel just another mile or so, so there's no way he'll know how to get out.
What will it take to satisfy you?
This will be the last I ask of you two. If you want to be absolutely sure he won't be found, you would do well to follow my instructions.
No further than 1 mile.
No further.
How do we get down?
Damn it, Peter.
We'll have to use the ropes holding the blind man down.
Can we risk that?
Let me handle him.
Robert, wait! He's waking up again.
Keep him preoccupied.
Matthew, just stay calm. We've reached the bottom of the cliff. You're all right. Just breathe. Matthew? Matthew, stay calm.
What happened to the ropes tying me down?
They're back near the cliff. We won't be going much further until we let you go. Matthew.
Ow!
Peter, what happened?
He punched me!
Let me out of this thing!
Bastard.
Robert, stop!
You hurt my family, I hurt you.
I'm sorry I lashed out, Peter. It was impulsive and unfair. But why prolong this?
Ow!
Will you just shut up?
That's enough, Robert.
Is it, though? No, you're right. Why should I expend any more of my energy? We've gone far enough, Samson. You're so scared of him escaping? Why don't you just dig a hole he can't crawl out of? Right here, right now.
Calm down. Just a little further.
No further. Your obsession has cost us 2 days of sunlight, or what feels like it. I need air. I need food. I need to talk with a rational human being. If we carry on down here, I'll die before I get any of those things.
Hush. What is that?
Oh my God.
What is it?
Is that?
No. It's just a boulder or something falling away.
And it's falling in our direction.
Peter, what's going on?
Samson, we have to go back.
All right, let's go.
Peter, what is it?
Peter, help me with the stretcher.
Leave the damn thing.
This can't be real.
Peter, move. It's getting closer.
Come on, Matthew.
Leave him.
Peter, wait. Please.
God, save us.
Peter!
Move!
I'm sorry, Matthew!
Wait! Please! Peter? Robert? Samson? Are you there? Peter? Can you answer me, please? If you hear me, please say something. Anyone. Don't leave me alone. Why are you so quiet? Do you not want to be heard? Here, if you're out there, throw this rock back to me. Thank you. I understand. I'll be as quiet as possible while you walk here.
Why didn't you run? You must have heard the roar.
Where could I run to? I wouldn't see where I was going. I don't know your voice, but I'm glad to hear it. Did you follow us here?
Quite the opposite.
You were here before us? But the monsters. How are you still alive?
I have my methods. Why did you not leave with your compatriots? They had a torch, you could follow its light.
What light? When I can't see. Did you see them running then? Where are they now?
Lost, no doubt. Good riddance to them.
Friend, please, whoever you are, I need your help to get out of here.
Friend, why should I help you when you intruded on my ground?
You live here? Forgive my intrusion, but it was certainly not my intention. You surely must know the way through these caves.
Some of them, yes.
Then there's still a chance. If you can... Oh God! What is that?
Don't worry yourself. This is an ancient place. Even if it is the creature, it's too far away to be of concern.
No. It's out there. It was just here not long ago. I don't know how I'm still alive.
It may not have had an interest in you.
Please, before it comes back, take me away from here.
To where? The cave goes for miles in every direction.
Anywhere, just away from here. Please, take my hand. Where are you going?
I do not have time to play the guide. You can find your own way out.
Sir, I can't. I need you. I can walk quickly if need be. Look.
If you can walk, then you can leave. Follow the walls.
I told you, I can't leave here without help. Please.
Stay away from me.
I don't want to hurt you. We're running from the same thing. Just take me with you.
Stay away.
Please, tell me where you are. All I can feel is rock. Is this a spike from the ceiling? Please, let me feel something with cloth or skin.
That is my skin.
You. If you're going to kill me, do it now.
I rather hoped I didn't have to.
Just do it.
Such a sharp change in character. First you want to escape, now you want to die.
Does that matter to you? Don't make me wait.
You're not expecting your friends to come back to help you?
They're not my friends. They couldn't be more the opposite. And I don't blame them for leaving me behind.
You don't? Why this rift between men?
They won't help a man like me. Not one who has brought them so much anger, so much misfortune, so much pain.
How can you harm them when you cannot even see them?
You don't need eyes for people to say you bring bad luck.
What happened to make them think that?
It doesn't matter. Ordinary people look down on people like me. Degenerates, freaks. They knock me around, they chastise my words, they mock my lack of sight. They leave me here to die. They won't want me when I return. Chances are, they'll be glad when they find out I'm gone for good.
And all of this happened without you provoking them?
There's only one option. If you're going to kill me, do it now. I have nowhere else to go. Go on. Go on, come on! Don't make me wait. Do it now! Are you still there?
Yes.
What's taking you so long? Are you toying with me?
I've been thinking. You say you're not welcome in your village.
No.
How well do people know you outside of your village?
I've never stepped beyond its borders.
Have you ever thought of leaving it?
Many times. Where can you go when you can't see what's right in front of you?
But if you did leave, anyone you met on the road or anyone you met at all might not know you like your neighbors do.
I suppose not.
Do you know which way you came from, before your compatriots brought you down here?
From the west. They would have followed the cliff face on their right.
And if you kept walking east after we reached the surface, you would find your way to a new township.
Are you offering to help me get out of here?
On certain terms, yes.
I don't understand.
I will lead you to the surface, if you promise me three things. First, that you will continue to walk east and not stop until you have found a place where someone accepts you for more than a day.
You needn't remind me of that. I have no intention of going back where I came from.
Second, that you never speak of how you got out of this cave or that you were even in it at all.
That makes sense.
Third, that you will never come back to this place and never come looking for me again. Do you understand all of this?
Yes.
Good. We should move.
Now?
We've been waiting around here for who knows how long. Why shouldn't we start now?
No, of course. So where did we go? Do we follow the path you sent them running down? Is it the same path you saw us coming from?
They did run that way, but that pass leads to nowhere.
We came down a cliff face. We used rope. Or, at least, I think we did. They knocked me out so I wouldn't struggle.
There's only one cliff in this area, a mile from here. But it's a sheer wall with nothing to grip onto. I can climb some things, but not that. Don't expect them to have left anything behind for you to climb.
Then we'll have to go on foot.
Afraid so. Be ready for a long walk. We won't likely be taking a direct route to the surface.
But you do know the way out of this place?
No. I can't remember most things from when I hid away from the sunlight. This place is too big for even I to roam through all of it and remember. But I may know someone who has.
You're not alone?
Assuming they haven't died. But it's the best chance of finding the way.
I suppose I'll have to take that chance. How far away are they?
Far, and the path is not easy. Can you stand?
Yes. Can I convince you to let me ride on your back? Forgive me. I can walk. Can you at least give me your hand? I need some way to know that you're there. Please. You're so cold.
Place your hand on my left arm. I'll try to keep pace with you as you need, so you try not to stray.
Understood.
Are you ready?
Please, answer one thing before we go. What else is down here?
Nothing. Aside from me and my friend, nothing has set foot in this place for eons.
All right. I'm ready. Let's go.
Welcome to the Earth.
Echo was written and directed by Sky Thorleifson and produced at the Red River College in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Executive produced by Sky Thorleifson, Alan Loretta Thorleifson, Dan Sawatsky, Robin Rosemary Maurer, Ken and Marlene Craker, Winnie McNabb, and Ed and Millie Hildebrand. Music was composed and produced by Donovan Yonk. Our logo was designed by Alyssa Etzel. Sound effects partially taken from freesound.com. For a full list of credits, visit our website. Featuring vocal performances by Robert Zirk, Brandon Vink, James Carter, Chuck Fefchuk, and Sky Thorleifson. Follow us on social media at EchoPodcast2019 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For merchandise and to learn more about the show, please visit our website, EchoPodcast2019.com. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And thank you for listening. Next time on Echo.
Are you awaiting the inevitable already?
The inevitable?
In my culture, one who stops moving is waiting for fate to take them away.
What do I call you?
I don't have what you would call a name.
Why did you bring me here?
Because it's the closest route I could think to our destination.
My destination is the surface.
What is right there in front of you, you may not feel it at first. That doesn't mean it's not there. I am not your ideal company, I know that. And I cannot make things easier than this. Let me guide you.
Whatever God there is, let this be real.